How to create an empowered woman. Welcome to this little podcast. My name is Yolanda Parra, and today I will tell you the way that has led me to be an empowered woman. This is my story, and I'm sure you will find it at least one topic that will be similar to your life. I will put order to this talk, so I'm going to talk about 6 points. 1. Having a support network. 2. Find your talent. 3. Challenge yourself. 4. Learn from yourself. 5. Surround yourself with the right people. And number 6. Prepare for the next step. Here we go. When I was 11 years old, I was already aware of my peculiarities. I analyzed too much of everything around me, and I liked to observe the behaviors and words of all people. I was usually overwhelmed by emotions of others, and that made me insecure and very shy. So, when I went to high school, I realized that there were people with great personalities who shined when they spoke it. They had this spark in their eyes that caused everyone to follow them and were always surrounded by others and seemed happy. I was devastated to notice that I would never be one of them, since I was very different. One afternoon, my mom asked me if something bad was wrong. I went straight into my answer and told her that I wanted to be outspoken, talk to everyone and laugh, but instead I was shy. What my mom told me at that time is start to begin my empowerment. My mom told me, you can be wherever you want to be. Do you want to be outspoken? You just have to decide to be it. Be sparkling, talk to others, just decide and do it. This, friends, is step number 1, to have a support network. I know that I was lucky that my mother played this role, and that many did not or will not have that possibility. But the support network is not only made up of your family, but all those you can turn to asking for support. At that age, I learned that if we don't know how to change something, we should ask for help from people we admire and trust, a friend, a teacher, an expert in some area. So, friends, overnight, Yolanda went from being the shy Yolanda to the extrovert Yolanda. Was it that easy? No, of course not. The insecurities were still there. The internal dialogue continued to tell me that I was not like that. Yet, I was not willing not to be the way I wanted to be. And I kept talking to others, listening to them and giving my points of view. Can you believe that that was enough to change? Well, yes, it was enough to decide what I wanted to start being who I wanted. This is my number 1 point. The support network gives us confidence to move forward, make us comfortable with our insecurities, and pushes us to do the things we need to achieve what we want. But trusting us is not everything. We must have talent to feel empowered. And here begins point 2 of the way. Find your talent. As you already may have noticed, I love to talk. And from a very young age, I realized that I love to help others, especially when there was emotional suffering. I was always on the side of those I knew were at disadvantage. But what talents did I have? Beyond reading quickly, enjoying talking, writing, and helping others, I didn't have a talent like my friends. One of them was Nintendo champion, another was the best in biology, 2 more were excellent dancers, and another sang beautiful. I had none of that, or at least that was what I believed. I will tell you how I discovered my talent and hope you won't laugh. One day I forgot to do a history assignment. I fell asleep and I didn't finish to prepare my exposition about fossils, about the fierce woman and man on the earth. That was my job to do. So I fell asleep, I didn't do the work, so the day of the exposition I wasn't ready, but I wasn't ready to tell my teacher that I didn't do the work. So, I step up and start talking about the little things that I read. So I was able to improvise and make a reflection about the subject without the best investigation or preparation. I finished the exposition, and at the end of the class, the teacher called me. I thought he was going to reprimand me. I just imagined scolding my mother would give me. And in that moment, the professor says to me, "Yolanda, do you have a good memory?" I didn't understand why I was asked that, but I said, "Yes, very, very generous." And the teacher showed me some leaves and told me, "Learn this over the weekend and find me on Monday." I did it, thinking it was a punishment for my lousy exhibition. So, on Monday, I approached the teacher and recited all the text that he asked me to memorize. And after that, he replied, "Yolanda, on February 24, you will show up to an auditorium and recite the text." I just say yes. I still thought it was a punishment, so I presented myself to the auditorium that day, and after that my life changed from there. I could speak in public, improvise, tell stories. I found my talent, at least one of them, the one who gave me the most security. My recommendation is to look at what you do to solve problems, because that's when we usually use our born talents. Let's move on to point 3 of the row. Challenge yourself. During my school years, my grades were usually outstanding. My life was always busy participating in events. I had a good number of friends to spend time with, and it was time to choose a career. The career that would throw me to independence. So I chose an engineering. Why? Because I wanted to learn what wasn't natural in me. I already had humanistic but not technical skills. So I wanted a career that sounded strong, that was respected. I wanted to challenge myself to learn something that wasn't familiar to me. So an engineering. At the end of the race of my career, fear paralyzed me. I didn't feel fit to work. I wasn't as talented as others. I didn't love my profession, and I knew I had to do something with it. I didn't have to think much to know that I wanted to orient myself to the humanistic again. I never felt that my career was a waste. On the contrary, the race gave me everything I was looking for in it, except for one job that I loved. So I did a master's degree in communication, then another one in organizational development, and that's how I managed to position myself in my ideal work, developing others, helping them to grow within companies. That's how, friends, that's what I do. But that's not the more important thing here. The important thing is that I was able to challenge myself. It wasn't easy at all. To recover after thinking that I had failed was very complicated. But do you remember my support network? They were there to save me. They helped me to overcome all the negative thinking that I had at that point. And this leads us to the story, to point number 4. Learn from yourself. During my professional career, I have had ups and downs. I have blamed leaders for not valuing me, for not being able to handle my temperament, for being immature. I have blamed many of many things, and I have run all the situations that I have not felt comfortable with or in which I have been offended. That's the right way to put it. I've run away. And I've run away because I didn't know how to deal with things that weren't the way I wanted to be. Who doesn't? I run away because it was easier to blame others than to recognize my areas of opportunity. When I turned 35, I knew I couldn't keep running away. The world was never going to be the way I wanted to be. So I had no other option than to learn from myself and my reactions. And yes, it hurts. It hurt a lot to recognize that there was always a way to deal with obstacles, whether it's people who don't support you, lack of resources, gender inequity, or just frustration because they don't recognize you. And here, friends, it wasn't enough. Here, I needed to seek professional help to understand how I could improve, and it really worked. It isn't easy to accept that you need professional help, but when once you go to a therapist or to a counselor or to a coach, all things went really, really good for you. Life goes easy with that. So I really, really recommend therapy, counselor, coaching for really know who you are and how to be the person that you want to be. And, well, we need to move forward. So let's go to point number 5. Surround yourself with the right people. And yes, this is linked to the point number 1, your support network. So, well, let me tell you my story. For me, friends are fundamental. I live away from my family, so my friends occupy a special place. I have different group of friendships. There are people with whom I share a taste for entertainment, like Star Wars or TV series. Others with whom I argue about the intellectual, and others with whom I really share critical moments of my life. This is where I have learned that not all people can be part of your life. It is undeniable that we are all different. Some of us are willing to work for success, others are comfortable just surviving, and there are a few that only flow with life. But there are others unable to empathize with the lives and conditions of others and will only seek to be sure in life. Just be sure. I have to make the decision to surround myself with people who fit my dreams, not my fears. I do that very well. And why, once I defined this, it was very easy for me to realize who I had to cleanse. Not because they were bad people, but because their vision of life will not help mine. That decision is one of the best I've ever been able to make. My friends pushed me to make this recording. They are waiting to hear what I have to say. And they really think that this is good for me. And this is a good message that I can share with you. So they know my dreams and they encourage me to reach them. As simple as being surrounded by people who want to see you fulfilling your dream is often the push you need to move forward. And here we go to the final point of my path. Point number 6. Prepare yourself. Do you know where do you want to go? Do you know what do you want to get? You need to know if you're ready to do it. To know if you have the necessary knowledge and if you are up to date on the topic. If the answer is no, then get ready. Work for it. Many of us think only of what we want to achieve, but very few think about the path they need to follow to achieve it. Every day, I hear advice from gurus who says, close your eyes and visualize yourself succeeding. Bullshit. That will only help you to frustrate yourself because you don't have it. What I have started to do is open my eyes and visualize myself doing what I have to do to get it. If you only visualize the dream, you will never focus on what you have to do today to achieve it. That's the difference between being empowered and not being empowered. I am Yolanda Parra. I'm 37 years old. I have fears, insecurities, and I am imperfect. And none of that matters because I own my life and my destiny. And that means being empowered. Thanks for listening.